the unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth, seldom met, even in 100,000 million colors. Now we can see and hear, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amisuddha Buddha, Siddha Dharma, Siddha Sangha. One way to clarify, essentially, what wisdom is just to consider for a moment, what is it that's actually going to help me at the moment of my death? The actual time of my death, what is it that's going to help me? I can know all kinds of things at the moment of my death. Most of those things won't be of any use to me. I can have many friends who I love very deeply and who love me very deeply. At the moment of my death, when I'm separating from them, while you certainly couldn't say that their love and support aren't of any help, still it's true that one goes on alone and one leaves one's friends behind. You know this very clearly when you lose someone who you love very much. And you remain alive, you feel like you've been left behind. It's obvious that wealth and possessions and good health and all those things have no meaning anymore. What remains? What is going to help? I emphasized yesterday that wisdom is not like some kind of accumulated knowledge that one can dip into. And in place of that idea, I've been emphasizing the actual act that we can do, a mental act, a spiritual act, of placing our trust in the eternal. Of looking up rather than down. Of surrendering ourselves into the hands of the eternal and trusting the innate, the indestructible goodness, think goodness with a capital G, that lies at the heart of all existence, to trust it to carry us where we need to go and to look after us. And help us through all difficulties. This act of faith, which is possible because it springs forth naturally, if we allow it to do so, if we go with it directly from our Buddha nature, directly from the eternal within our own heart, this is what we can practice in life And it's what we can practice at the time of our death. I think I begin these talks with a little verse from the Bible that I remember from memorizing verses when I was a kid. I seem to only remember the really, really good ones. And if there were any not really good ones that I memorized, I don't remember them. But here's another little verse that I remember. Trust in the Lord with all your might, and lean not on your own understanding. Rely not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That may not be Buddhism, but that is describing the essential religious act as perfectly as it can ever be described. Trust in the Lord with all your might. Don't just try to rely on your own understanding, your accumulated knowledge. Let all that go. In all your ways and whatever you're doing, whatever is happening to you, continue to trust in the eternal. And you will find the help of the eternal is always there. And the way forward continually unscrolls right in front of you. A next step manifesting when the timing is right. Step by step. Sometimes we more readily perceive this than at other times. At the times when it's not easily perceived, we do not readily perceive it. For whatever reason, we have to just continue to trust that that process is happening and continue to do the actual practice, the thing that we can do, the thing that is in our power, which is to do that act of looking up, to do that act of acknowledging that the hand of the eternal is at work and that we can trust it. And rely upon it. This is how to live a transcendently good life. And by transcendently I mean a life that is lived beyond the opposites of what the world thinks of as good and evil. And it is a way to live a transcendently, if you can say this, to live a transcendently good death. Of course, being human, we take some peculiar routes sometimes, and sometimes some very painful ones as it ends up. Nonetheless, we never lose our capacity to do this simple act of looking up. The simple act of relying upon the eternal. No one, no being can lose that capacity. We don't have to train to be wise and compassionate people. The real point of training is to do that which allows the wisdom and compassion of the eternal to help us. And sometimes when it is good to help others through us. And we can avoid a lot of foolishness if we can remember that wisdom and that compassion belong to the eternal, not to us.
question.